heard someone say one time, it really doesn't matter what you believe, just so you are sincere. That's what really matters. Well, this sounds very nice to the ear, but it just isn't true. Christ made it very clear that there is only one door of entry into heaven. As we look into chapter 10 of John's Gospel, we should realize that there is no break between chapters 9 and 10. Jesus is continuing his discussions with those who had been listening to him. Now, the Jews to whom Christ was speaking boasted of their scholarship. They had adhered strongly to tradition, but Christ made it clear that they had no relationship to God. He says in verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Now, there's no question as to whom was meant by the door, for in verse 9, Christ declared explicitly, "I am the door." The door for the scribes and Pharisees had been scholarship and tradition. Outwardly, they had all the necessary credentials to prove their right to hold an ecclesiastical office, but inwardly, they were devoid of a heart experience with God. This was proven by their attitude toward Christ. Not only did they reject his claims, but they completely ignored the unmistakable evidence of his fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. In essence, Christ was calling the scribes and Pharisees thieves and robbers. Definitely they were. For centuries they had robbed the people of the truth. Sternly opposed to the miracle of chapter 9, they preferred legalism and tradition to the truth. What was stated in verse 1 is now stated conversely in verse 2. "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." There is only one entrance to truth. That is through Christ, who declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." At this point, our Lord is not speaking of himself as the shepherd. That is revealed later in the chapter. But in the first 9 verses, he is presenting himself as the door. Here, the shepherd represents the faithful teachers of truth in contrast to the scribes and Pharisees. The shepherds had a distinct call from God as opposed to those in the ministry for selfish purposes. Regarding the shepherd, our Lord said, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out." Some of the wealthy Jews employed not only a shepherd, but a porter who would relieve the shepherd at night. It would seem that the porter in this parable refers to the Holy Spirit, who openeth the door to the shepherd and his flock. It is through the Holy Spirit that our minds and hearts are open to Christ. "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ," we are told, "he is none of his." Now in verse 4, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." As the true shepherd faithfully leads his sheep by precept and example, we are assured that its sheep will follow. Thus, believers who follow their teachers in the way of truth will also be prepared to detect error. Notice verse 5, "And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." There are many people who attend our churches these days who are untaught and think that anything that bears the name of God is good. Such are often swept into the modern cults that deny Christ as the Son of God. They are unaware of the devil's deceptions because of their ignorance of the truth. In many cases, their ignorance is the result of having never been born again. The true child of God is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, who will lead him in all truth. I read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, "Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." Verse 6, "This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them." Not only were the scribes and Pharisees spiritually blind, but they continued in their blindness, unwilling to receive the truth. But Christ did not give them up. Notice verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. We are reminded here of the loving patience of our Lord in dealing with unbelievers. Then said Jesus unto them again, as he had done many times before. He used repetition to press home his message. So often, we who are Christ followers get impatient in our witnessing, overlooking the fact that it is the Spirit that quickeneth. We try to force souls to Christ. If they do not respond immediately, oftentimes we forget about them and write them off as hopeless. We need to learn to deal with the lost in patience. Our Lord's next statement was a strong accusation. Verse 8, All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. All does not refer to the true teachers of God, but to the false teachers. It cannot be said that the faithful prophets of the Old Testament were thieves and robbers, but all through the history of the Jews, there had been false shepherds deceiving and deluding the people. God says in Jeremiah 23, verses 1 and 11, Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, for both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. These were false shepherds, like the scribes and Pharisees to whom our Lord was speaking. They professed to have the message of God, but they were representatives of the wicked one. Not everyone followed the pernicious ways of these false teachers. Jesus says the sheep did not hear them. Even in our day, amidst all the apostasy that abounds, God has his own faithful believers here and there all around the world who have remained true to the word. And then Christ reiterates, I am the door, verse 9. There was only one door into truth, and he says, By me. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. This seems to be the general application of the parable. All who would be saved and possess eternal life must enter the door. As he is the bread of life, the water of life, the light of life, so the Lord Jesus Christ is the door of life. In verse 10, Christ contrasted the false shepherds with himself, saying, The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The false teacher peddles his religion for mere personal aggrandizement, with no heart concern for his followers. Christ, on the other hand, came not to receive but to give. Thus he stated his essential purpose for coming into the world. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. He is the life giver, not merely life, but abundant life. This is a richer, fuller experience that knows in its completeness the power of God at work in one's heart. The person who clings to Christ as Savior, but who refuses to yield to him as Lord, knows nothing about the abundant life. Though our Lord was condemning the scribes and Pharisees for their lifeless religion and selfish ambitions, he was not condemning the true under-shepherds of the Old Testament. In coming to bring life into the world, he was not suggesting that the Old Testament believers were unfamiliar with this life. The life Christ gives today was known from Adam to John the Baptist. Under the Old Covenant, people were saved by faith as they were under the New Testament. But although Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Daniel, and many others had received eternal life by faith in the promised Redeemer, naturally they had an imperfect vision of that which would be revealed fully when Christ came. It was he who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Thus, no excuse was acceptable under the old covenant, as no excuse is acceptable under the new covenant. to believe in Christ and to be saved is God's truth in the Old Testament and New Testament. If you've never trusted in Christ for your sins' salvation, I trust that you'll believe on him right now. Receive him into your life and know the joy of being saved. Father God, work in hearts today through the Holy Spirit. And we pray that you'll convict of sin and draw men and women to yourself through Jesus our Lord, in whose name I pray. Amen.